Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with my buddy, Mr. Jeff Perry.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, look, as long as I don't say hi, Jeff, Jeff doesn't say hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Anyways, kind of a gloomy day once again today. I hope this streak breaks here sometime soon. We're at 55 degrees, but it definitely does not feel like it, does it?
Nah, it feels colder.
Now, you went jet skiing this weekend.
Yes.
Which looked like a good time. You said the water wasn't too bad. There wasn't a whole lot of boats out there, obviously, just sailboats and fishermen, right?
Yep.
And me, fisherwomen.
Ripping across the lake.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. It looked like a good day to be out. So, today I want to talk about the glaring giant bear in the room, and that is Rawr. Amazon. Yeah. I'm not sure that the bears, maybe that's like a teddy bear noise. You're like, rawr. But the giant bear in the room that everybody's talking about, you get on Facebook, you get on Instagram, you get on any type of social media platform, and everybody's talking about Amazon. Amazon committed to 5,000 jobs moving to Nashville, or I'm sorry, 5,000 jobs in Nashville. They're building another headquarters here, not their main headquarters or anything like that, but another headquarters here. The average income of that job is going to be $150,000. That's a pretty good income when you stop and think about it. Now, taking that into account, to live in Williamson County, for the median income for the median household is about $124,000. So what that tells me is a couple different things. For one, you're going to have a lot of people, and the speculation is that some of those people are going to be programmers and analyzers and stuff like that. Which we know that the younger, trendier crowd of people are going to want to be closer to downtown. You know, that makes sense. People want to be in a place where they can jump on one of those bird scooters and zip down to their office. They want to be kind of in the mix of everything, if that makes sense. But the other side of this is you're going to have a lot of executives that have family that they're not going to want to live in a condo downtown. So what does this mean for the market? Because that's the big glaring question is, hey, how does Nashville benefit from this? More importantly, how does the real estate market benefit from this? Because past couple months, there's been kind of a slump in the market, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's something that they're seeing across the board, not just in Nashville, but across the U.S. As the rates and everything go up, you're starting to see a slow slump in the market. But this really lights that fire back under everyone's asses. And that's the big thing. Whenever you hear bad news, average people will take that to heart and they'll say, well, I'm not going to do many mortgages this month because the market's slow, or I'm not going to do many real estate transactions this month because everybody's slow. But the fact of the matter is your people that are getting out there and hustling and getting it done, they may see a slowdown, but it's not going to be a drastic slowdown. You know, it's still – business is still there to be had. So with Amazon coming to town, that's going to do a lot for home values. It's more than likely that range of that $300,000 plus home value that we used to see, where there was kind of a stagnant point in the market where people weren't actually purchasing or those homes are staying on the market longer. With this median income, they're going to be able to afford that, which is huge. The other thing is they've said that Amazon has made three visits to town this year so far. So in three separate occasions, there's been waves of people from Amazon that have come to Nashville either to check out different areas, maybe to check out the scenery, maybe even to look for homes. So if you're just now listening to this and you're thinking, golly, I really need to get on, you know, advertising to Amazon, you should have thought about that a couple months ago. You know, or when this announcement first rolled out. So now is the time to strike action. I know that there's a lot of people thinking, well, it's, you know, it's Thanksgiving's coming up and Christmas is coming up. And the last thing I want to do is focus my energy on that. I just want to relax for the year. Because that's usually, I mean, you've been in the mortgage industry for a while, Jeff. You know that that's usually kind of the idea. You're like, end of the year, time to kick my feet off, enjoy what we did for the last 10 months. But for people like us that continue to hustle, those are usually big, big months.
Usually, yeah. They are.
Yeah, they're definitely are. Yeah, I mean, look at – we took in, you know, almost $1 million worth of contracts just over the past 24 hours, you know. So it's definitely moving. Their homes are still being sold. So we want to talk about some of the advertising to Amazon. The first thing that I want to talk to you guys about is being different. So one of the things that you'll see that people will do is – and this goes across the board. This is not just Nashville, Tennessee, Amazon.com movement. This is just across the board. If you can think of what just about everybody else is thinking of doing, you should probably not do that. So a lot of people I've talked to, their thought is, hey, you know what? I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to, you know, say, hey, if you're looking for a great realtor in Nashville, Tennessee for your new job, reach out to me. And that's, you know, I guess that would work to some degree, right? I mean, even a hungry dog finds a bone every now and then, correct?
Yeah.
So the thing is that's going to be what your competition is doing. And what I highly recommend people that I work with do is be the yellow hat in the sea of blue hats. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do something different. So you may take the role of a person that's very familiar with the area, and you may do some Facebook advertising directed towards Amazon employees that have been in Nashville in the past 3 to 6 to 9 to 12 months based on their activities, people that have searched for real estate to get into town and obviously to start looking at the possibility of neighborhoods they want to live in, homes, things like that. I can tell you that more than likely these people that have visited Nashville are already searching for homes.
Oh, yeah.
I know myself, I would not move to another city without having a home under contract, locked down, ready to go. Now, I know that this is a little further out, so it's really important to start advertising to those people now. Now, I recommend doing something like this, where you're approaching it from a person that is knowledgeable in a certain area. You know, Sumner County, for example, you may say things like, hey, you know, here's some of the great events that we have going on in this area. By the way, if you are an agent or if you need an agent, I'm here for you. You know, something that doesn't just bleed advertisement and bleed some type of professional knowledge. And those may be small videos that you do on your business page or even personal page. This way, that information can get out there. You're going to pay to play, though. You're going to pay to play on your business page, because obviously you're going to be able to target certain people. But becoming a knowledgeable person in a specific area is far more powerful than just saying, hey, I'm a great agent and here I am. Now, Amazon's going to have the relocation people. You know, they're going to have some type of corporate relocation set up. But the fact of the matter is, you know, that's a two-part thing. One, they need to find out what is the corporate relocation offering. Because typically the biggest advantage is some type of closing costs are being paid by the preferred lender that is set up with Amazon. Heck, by the time Amazon comes here, it may even be Amazon that sets that up. You know, there's some talks of Amazon taking over and doing some real estate and things like that. And if they do, that's going to be heavy on them. I'm sure they're going to be able to offer some huge deals. But the other thing you're going to want to look at is, what are they going to do for people with specific needs? You know, not everybody wants to use their corporate relocation program and come here and find a home based on what corporate decides they need to work with. So getting out there and getting in front of these people is very important on the front end. But I also want to talk about a couple other things. So Amazon has been the big elephant in the room, and that's what everybody's focusing on. It's Amazon, 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 and it's a big push for that. But did you realize that Ernst & Young is also bringing 600 jobs with an average income of about $137,000? So you have 600 more jobs coming from there that nobody is marketing to. Nobody is going to those people and saying, hey, by the way, what about Ernst & Young, or as they're referred to now, EY? The other thing that you have is AllianceBernstein, which I was not familiar they were making this transition here, but it's 1,000 jobs, give or take, that they're bringing here. And it's an asset management company with about $546 billion, with a B, dollars in assets that they manage. So they're also coming. They have an average income of $76,284. So, you know, you have a lot of different people that are coming here to town, and everybody's focused on the big fish. What do we know about the big fish? If you focus on it, everybody's focused on it. It's kind of like working with the top agent. You know, if that agent is the number one agent, everybody gets fixated on those agents and forgets that there's all these other separate pieces or legs of the table that help keep the table supported. Mm-hmm. You know, and so don't forget about Ernst & Young coming here and AllianceBernstein. Those companies are bringing, you know, less than half as many jobs. But there's still people that are going to need homes. And while everybody else is out focusing on the big bear, they're forgetting about these smaller ones. And you guys need to be marketing to these people as well. I'll give you an example. I'm headed out to California in January. I'll be out there for a couple weeks, and I'm going out there with the idea of working while I'm there. Now I have switched a good portion of my marketing to certain areas that I'm going to be in California. Because when I walk in a real estate office out there, I want the people that are there to already have a general idea of who I am. And so I'm going to spend some money. I'm going to do some heavy marketing. This way, when I step on that soil, I'm able to go there and have some recognition. I'm not just a stranger hillbilly from Tennessee that totes guns and that wants business. So, you know, those are things to keep in mind when you're looking at what you're doing from an advertising standpoint. You know, forgetting about the other bears that are in the room. I mean, you know, these are pretty good size companies that are bringing a fair amount of jobs here to Tennessee. And I have yet to hear about either one of these companies, you know, and I'm heavily involved with marketing groups and real estate groups and things like that. And all I hear is Amazon, 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 which is common. There's nothing wrong with that. But the whole purpose of this is to try to get people to start focusing on different types of advertisement. So while your competition is out there saying, hey, I'm the best agent in the world, come out, use me. I love to sell high rises downtown. You want to be something else. You want to be more of a factual person. You want to be a person that people like. You know, when people get on Facebook and they're looking for people, which they said about 72% of the people have purchased things or bought things through advertisement on Facebook. So that's a huge amount. But when people are getting on there looking for recommendations, don't be the same as everybody else. Stand out in the crowd, do some specific and targeted marketing, and get out there and do some different things than what your competition is doing.
Be the yellow hat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a comparison I use all the time. It's, you know, here's agents, sees the blue hats, kind of like mortgage people. You know, everybody has got the same idea. You know, the mortgage people especially are bad for this. You show up for lunch and you're like, hey, Jeff, I'm Alex. I'm with, you know, ABC Mortgage Company, and I want to let you know I do VA, FHA, USDA, you know, and I, the person gets bored with ideas. I mean, you sat at our last lunch. You know that we don't even talk about programs.
No.
We don't sit there because guess what? We're a lender. Of course we do all that
what
shit.
It differentiates us.
Yeah, the fact that we have a full-blown studio, the fact we're able to train classes. You know, I posted a post the other day and I said, hey, we need to have an emergency meeting on the proper marketing for people that are moving to Nashville. And I said, send me a private message. Now, I was thinking, hey, small classes will make this good. I had 46 people within like an hour period that reached out to me and said, I need to be in that class. Like, where am I going to house all these people to have that type of event?
We can blow out the wall between here, the podcast room, and the studio or the
that's a lot of demoing. I think I'll just find a large venue and maybe partner up with somebody in order to secure that venue. This way we can get that information out there. Because once again, you know, we try to arm our agents with some knowledge that they may not have going through the typical, you know, hoops that lenders put them through. The, yeah, you know, you need this much down for FHA. And by the way, VA is a bad loan, which is
and they don't really need to know about that. Like, we need to know what we need to know, and they need to know what they need to know so that we can all be professionals and put people in houses the proper way.
Well, it's about staying in your lane. The big thing is, I do know how to open a Century Box because I have one on my front door. But, you know, I don't know how to fill out a
TAR contract.
I actually do. but I would never tell somebody how to do it. It's not my job, you know. Just like with clients. There's no reason why a real estate agent needs to know certain things as it pertains to the loan itself, unless they're just being informative. You know, I get that there's circumstances where a person's like, hey, you know, with VA, for example, what are they looking at for potential issues that will be flagged by the appraiser? Like, I get that because you need to know the property condition and what's going to stand out before you show a veteran that property. If you lick your damn lips one more time, I'm going to throw that microphone across the room.
That wasn't me, everybody.
It was too. I heard it loud and clear. But Jeff knows that lip thing drives me nuts. And so I get on him all the time about putting his mouth closed. It's not even that you put your mouth closed. It just for some reason picks up that noise really well.
For VA, for instance, you know, the difference between pet stuff on the carpet and oil on the carpet. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the knowing about those different things, that makes sense because that has to do with the property condition and it has to do with whether or not you take a client to see that property. But either way, you know, the big thing, like I said, is making sure that you market to these people differently, you know, making sure that these people know who you are. Now, Nashville is going to wind up providing some employees for Amazon, because I'm sure Amazon's not shipping over 5,000 people to all of a sudden drop into the Nashville market. Same with Ernst & Young and then also AllianceBernstein. Now, Alliance is actually moving their corporate headquarters from New York to here.
Wow.
And that's a huge move. The other thing with that is, you know, New York, it's expensive as shit to live in New York. Mm. Have you ever looked at taxes up there?
No, but it's, I can like, imagine a drink like be
it's like $20 the highest in the nation.
A drink in a bar, I would imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, those things are definitely high. But, you know, you have people that will come down here and they'll be able to afford in their mind much, much more. I talked to a client yesterday that's moving here from California. And I said, well, you know, Tennessee doesn't have a state tax. She looked at her pay stub and she said, I paid in $600 this week for state taxes. I'll save, you know, $1,200 a month just on that. I was like, there you go. Now you can afford more than you thought you could, because you're saving $1,200 a month, you know. So there's a lot of things that are appealing and attractive about Nashville. And the big thing that people want to see when they come here is they're going to decide what areas they want to move in. Some of the younger generational people will probably move closer to downtown, possibly. But you'll still have a lot of people that will move to some of the other counties. So it's also important to make sure that you're marketing to those counties, but you're doing something different. I cannot stress enough, doing something different. You know, have you seen those videos online sometimes, somebody selling a car and they do an actual video of the car instead of just a lame front and back photo of it? And it gets this huge recognition amongst people because it's something different. It's something people haven't seen before. There is an agent out in Franklin, actually. She does these really, really cool videos. And they're intense. And the first time I saw one, it was a sponsored ad. And I looked and I was like, wow, that is awesome. To the point where I sent them a message. It's a husband and wife team. And I sent them a message. I was like, this is one of the most incredible videos I've ever seen when it comes to marketing for the sale of a home. So doing different things stands out. It's going to stand out by the people that are the advisors here. It's going to stand out for the people that are the advisors in other locations. And getting in there and marketing to these people. Once again, you have Amazon, Ernst Young, and AllianceBernstein that all needs attention. You know, between those three, you're talking about 6,600 jobs. That's a lot of people, dude.
Well, you know, and I would imagine it would spur some people to actually sell their homes right now too.
Oh, for sure.
So then you're going to have kind of both sides. So you're getting a three-home deal all the way around. You got a guy that's coming in from Amazon. He wants to buy a place. The guy here wants to sell his place buy a different place, or girl, whatever. I say guys for everything. California, we say, hey, guys, instead of y'all kind of thing. So it's kind of a generalized term. Yeah. Anyways, back to my story. So you'd think that it's going to spur kind of all the way around. It's not going to just be the people coming here to purchase a home. It's going to be the people here maybe selling a home, buying another home. It's going to spur a whole little thing.
It's going to be a boom within the economy. And that's the other thing. If you're going to buy a home, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a home inspection. One of the people that we recommend, and we definitely recommend, Dave Granatra and his team over at House on the Rock Home Inspection. These guys are absolutely amazing. They can find issues before they become issues. They can, you know, you've had some problems with your home.
I wished I would have had him.
If you would have had him, they would have been, he would have been like, you need to completely redo all this. But Dave and his team, they're based out of Franklin, but I know they go just about everywhere. They can be reached at 615-969-5741. They're just amazing. Amazing people. Dave's a great guy. He just had a baby, which is exciting. So he needs your business, because Christmas and Thanksgiving coming up and all the other holidays, he has to get your business, because diapers aren't cheap. Diapers are expensive. So, but anyways, yes. So you're going to see a boom. You know, we had a client that recently, she's selling a home. She's going to take some of the proceeds from that home, and she is doubling the value of the home that she's buying in. So she bought a home at XYZ dollars and she's buying another one at double that value. And her payment's going up $100 a month.
Yep.
Because she has such a substantial down payment that she will not have the mortgage insurance that's required. She will not have all the other bits and pieces that are required. So it's really reducing that monthly payment. She's literally doubling. And now people are going to look and say, well, if she's doubling, the one she's selling probably doubled in value too. So she's going to be at a net zero when it comes to an upgrade. That's not necessarily true, because she's entering a new price zone, which is allowing her more options than she would if she was in the price zone that she was before.
And bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And for $100 a month. Now, this is a specific case. And, you know, there's lots of people that would qualify for something similar to that. There's just a lot of pieces that go into play when you talk about, you know, financing and stuff like that. It's not a one size fits all. And that's what I have to tell clients, you know, a lot. Clients will say, hey, well, what's your rate? I don't know. I don't know what you're like. I'm not being facetious when I say I don't know. I don't know, because there's plenty of factors that go into determining a rate.
Right, and they don't know because they see what's advertised, obviously, on TV, and they don't tell you any of those things.
Right. Well, and they do that just, you know, in fairness, they do this a couple times in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. We do this multiple times
daily.
A week. Yeah, I mean, it's a nonstop grind. So big news, though, Amazon coming to town once again, Ernst Young, AllianceBernstein. Look out for those other bears that'll be in the room as well. If you need help with some marketing ideas or things you can do to get out there, I have an emergency class that I'm going to teach, and we're going to go over some of those marketing things. If there's one thing I'm pretty darn good at, that's marketing and getting your face in front of people. Be prepared to spend some money, not to pay me, but to boost your advertisement. You have to pay to play to get in that business section of Facebook anymore. So if you are interested in doing something like that, by all means, send me a message. And that goes across the board. You know, these unique advertising ideas isn't just to Amazon or any other form that we use here or any other company that's coming here. A lot of agents that I've taught in the past have used these tactics to help their business grow, and it's grown hugely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen some agents go from one deal every couple of months to several deals a month. So get out there, get after it. Hope this Monday is finding you well. We will talk to you soon.